Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, September 28, 2009. Three civilians died in Gaza and Israeli police locked down Jerusalem's old city. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Three Palestinian civilians from the same family were injured as tanks shelled areas in central Gaza Strip. Local sources said that Jihad al-Muzdar, his son Abdullah, and his daughter Abir were moved to Al-Aqsa Hospital after sustaining moderate wounds due to the shelling. Witnesses said that Israeli tanks stormed areas close to the Israeli borders and opened fire at nearby homes. They added that a tank shell landed on al-Muzdar family house, injuring three of them. Earlier on Monday morning, Israeli tanks also shelled farmlands near the northern Gaza Strip borders with Israel. Local sources reported damage but no injuries. Meanwhile, three Palestinian civilians from Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza Strip died on Monday due to wounds sustained last week. Medical sources said that the three were wounded last week during an explosion at a restaurant in the refugee camp. The Palestinian Ministry of Health said that today's death raised the number of civilians killed in the explosion to 5, in addition to 50 injured. 6 of them remains in critical conditions. In other news, 16 new cases of H1N1 were found in several locations in the West Bank, the Palestinian Ministry of Health announced on Monday. The ministry added that 9 cases were found in the northern West Bank city of Nablus and 7 cases were found in Hebron City, southern West Bank. All the patients are school students. According to the Palestinian Health Ministry, the total number of H1N1 cases in the Palestinian areas has reached 238. Meanwhile, the Israeli police enforced a total lockdown on Monday on Jerusalem's old city after Sunday's clashes. Local sources said that Israeli police were heavily deployed in and around the old city. In addition, the police erected checkpoints around the old city walls and searched people of all ages. On Sunday, clashes erupted between Palestinians and Israeli police at the Al-Aqsa Mosque after a group of settlers, aided by the police, tried to enter and take over the second holiest place for Muslims worldwide. Right-wing Jewish groups claim that the Al-Aqsa Mosque is built on top of King Solomon Temple ruins and they want to demolish the mosque to rebuild the temple once again. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura.